Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. As the Atlantic hurricane season began on June 1st, 2019, and runs through November 30th, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association predicted a range of between 9 and 15 storms that would be big enough to merit names, that is, storms with winds of 39 miles per hour, about 63 kilometers per hour, or higher. 4 to 8 of these were predicted to become hurricanes, and 2 to 4 of those were forecast to become major hurricanes in Category 3, 4, or 5, that is, with sustained winds of 111 miles per hour, or 179 kilometers per hour, or higher. Those categories are from the Saffir-Simpson Hurricane Wind Scale, which explains the severity of damage that can be expected from each hurricane category based on the wind's ability to collapse roofs, walls, trees, and power infrastructure at different speeds. To aid in forecasting efforts, meteorologists utilize visualizations called spaghetti models, also sometimes known as spaghetti plots. To a layperson, spaghetti models look like, well, a bunch of spaghetti strands thrown against a wall. In reality, though, spaghetti plots are a method of combining information from a variety of predictive models onto one map to come up with a picture of a hurricane's potential track. We spoke with Daniel J. Leathers, a professor and director of the Meteorology and Climatology Program at the University of Delaware. He also serves as Delaware State Climatologist and as a co-director of the Delaware Environmental Observing System. He explained, each model that's used to predict hurricane paths, and in many cases, intensity, can have that path plotted on a map. All a spaghetti plot does is take the results from all of these models and plot all of them on the same map. To understand why spaghetti plots are important, you have to understand that there are a whole bunch of different modeling methods that are used to track hurricanes. And like presidential election polls, for example, they don't all produce the same results. The The object of creating such a map, according to Leathers, is to see the extent to which all the different models agree. He said, when the paths are very similar to one another, this means that all the models are agreeing, to a large extent, about the future path of the storm. In contrast, if the individual plots are all over the place, quote, then that says that there is great uncertainty in the models about where the storm will move in the future. Spaghetti plots are a way of seeing all of the model results at one time and not relying on just one model for a forecast. They are very helpful in conveying the certainty or uncertainty of a forecast. The lines on the chart indicate the different paths projected by the various models, which have varying degrees of reliability. Leathers said, the models include dynamical models using the physics of the atmosphere, statistical models, and, in some cases, analog models to predict the coming movement of an individual storm. These models come from meteorological organizations from all across the globe, places like the National Weather Service, the British Met Office, universities, and so on. Some models are certainly thought to be better than others. They are very different in how they make predictions and in what they are best at. So what, if any, useful information can lay people get from looking at spaghetti plots? Leathers explains, the most useful information is the certainty of the forecast. Again, if all the paths are very similar, the forecast certainty is high. If the paths are very different, the certainty is low. If there's a great spread in the forecast tracks, then that shows that the models are not doing a great job as a suite in figuring out where this particular storm is likely to move in the future. Some hurricane models can be run in a few seconds on an ordinary computer, while others may require hours of calculation by a supercomputer. Spaghetti models have changed subtly over the years as computing power has improved and researchers have tweaked their models based on the great volumes of data we humans have been able to gather thanks to computers. Leathers says, the approach has evolved as more and more hurricane models are run in real time and as technology has allowed for putting these models together into a spaghetti plot in a timely manner. He predicts that the number of models and their sophistication is likely to continue to grow in the years ahead. Today's episode was written by Patrick J. Kiger and produced by Tyler Klang. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more on this and lots of other sustained topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com. And for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content, plus add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.